Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we've got some drama here because she met a guy on Tinder. They went out. They had a great time. We've heard this before. She was all expecting a second date, and it hasn't happened, and wanted our help to try to figure out exactly why. Hey, Julia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, okay, so tell us where you are right now and how he has left you hanging.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I am not feeling good, but I'm also excited at the same time. Weird.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so I went out with this guy that I met on Tinder, and to be honest, like, I really haven't had much luck on the dating apps, so I had like kind of taken a pretty long break, and this was the first date that I think it had been like a year. This is the first date I've been on. So yeah, I was really excited. And he was really, really attractive. And like the texting and the talking beforehand seemed really effortless and easy. So yeah, we had a pretty good time on the date. And I honestly, like, I wouldn't mind going out with him again, except for one thing.
And that is?
Well, I met his best friend and I like him a lot more.
Oh, no. All right, so this isn't a ghosting situation. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so you meet the best, and you like him way more. All right?
Yeah. I mean, so here's what happened. After dinner, he asked me if I wanted to go with him and kind of, like, meet some of his friends. And I agreed. I'm always like, oh, a guy wants me to meet his friends. That's a good sign, right? So as soon as I meet his friends, all my interest in Kyle was gone. It was so wild. It's like, this other guy, Matt, like, he's not even that much more physically attractive or anything. Like, I honestly think, like, most girls would say, oh, Kyle is the one that's more physically attractive. But there was just something about his friend that I was so attracted to. I don't know. Matt just has one of those personalities that just draws you in.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
thank God for guys like that aren't necessarily aesthetically pleasing, but have great personality.
Make up for it. Right.
So instead of going on a second date with Kyle, you want to go on a first date with his best friend, Matt.
Yeah. And here's the thing. So Kyle asked me out again for this weekend, and I told him I had plans. But maybe I was like, well, maybe we can meet up the following weekend. But that was kind of a lie because I don't have plans this weekend. Yet, but I'd like to have plans this weekend with Matt. But I don't know. This is where you guys come in because I'm too nervous to just like DM him and ask him out. And I also know it will seem strange to like ask out a friend of someone that you just went out with. But maybe if he thought he was being set up by someone like on a radio show, he'd go.
This is going to go well.
Oh, so you're not asking for advice on what you should do. You're asking us to hook you up with the friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy that you're going out with, have you ended it with him completely, or is that one still on the line?
Well, no, like, the only real community, like, he was like, hey, are you free this weekend? And I said I was busy, because, like, I'm really hoping to go out with Matt this weekend. So, like, I mean, we only went on one date. There's not much to, like, end, you know?
I feel like if they're good friends, your best bet here would be to be honest and to end it first with the first guy before you approach the second guy. Because if you leave that first situation looking bad, he might get into his friend's ear about even giving you a chance.
Yeah. What's that old Socrates saying? Bros before hoes? Like, yeah, I think
exactly that.
If this gets back to Kyle, Kyle's probably going to sabotage things with you and Matt by being like, don't go out with her. She ghosted me. She rejected me. Like, nah, dude. And Matt's probably going to take sides with Kyle because they're bros.
Kristen, what's your call on this?
Girl, shoot your shot. I mean, I feel like the universe works in mysterious ways, and maybe this was the universe's way of bringing you and Matt together was through Kyle. Mm-hmm. It sucks for Kyle, but maybe not for you and Matt. And if you were feeling this chemistry, fingers crossed, Matt was feeling this chemistry. So you've only gone on one date with Kyle. I do feel like whatever you set up, if you are able to set something up with Matt, you need to be forthcoming with Kyle. And I don't think this is like a ghost situation. It you know, yes, you only went on one date. People say you don't owe him anything, but you do owe him something if you end up going out with his good friend.
All right, here is Burt Show listener Jordan that wants in on this. He's saying there's more at stake here than just you and this dude. Hey, Jordan, good morning.
Hey, morning, yo. All right, first of all, the little girl there needs to get back to her little half seat and go back out with Kyle, whoever the first guy was, because you're broke-hooded. First of all, you are broke-hooded 100%.
You are
that
what?
That guy will not go out with you. As soon as he finds out who you are and relates to you, the only reason he was being nice to you was because the other guy brought you around the group and he has to be nice because you're a new girl that he's trying to get with. That's the only reason he was being nice and all that other stuff. He felt a connection.
Mo, you're shaking your head yes.
For most guys. I don't think that's the case with all guys, though. I really do think some guys just don't see the bro code as that serious. But for most guys that I know, if I knew that you were on a date with my dude and this is like one of my good friends, I would feel like it's off limits with me at that point.
Yeah, girl code's the same way. If somebody goes out with my bestie and then he goes, hey, just kidding, I'm going to be flattered, but I'm going to say no because I value my best friend's feelings more.
100%. So yesterday, I did reach out to Matt, and we've had a conversation, and I'm keeping him in the dark in a way, but I'm trying to set up a blind date.
Okay, so you emailed this guy or you text this guy?
Texted.
And in a cryptic way are trying to set up a blind date for him with somebody he has no idea, and then Julia will show up?
I've told him that it may be someone that he's met before, but I haven't told him who.
Do you have the email?
I have to back and forth.
Okay. Julia, hold on one sec for us. Let's find out if this is really going to happen, if this is something that you want to do and surprise this guy with a blind date.
Okay.
Hold on.
Why, all right.
I don't know why we're whispering.
She's nervous.
Okay.
Okay, so guess
we'll be right back. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Our listener Julia here making a bold move. She goes out with a dude one time, and he happens to have one of his friends there. And Julia realizes while she's hanging out with this guy that, man, I like the friend a whole bunch better.
She meshes with Matt better.
She meshes with Matt better. So our studio director, Tommy, got proactive to see if Matt would be interested in Julia at all. And I am super interested in finding out how you did that.
All right. So I DM'd him on social and I said, hey, Matt, my name's Tommy Owen. I work for The Burt Show. Are you familiar with the show? And at first he said, kinda. And then he hit me with a yes with a ton of question marks.
Like it was, why the hell are you reaching out
exactly.
to me?
Exactly. Yeah. And I said, well, I was given your name as someone who may be willing to participate in a dating segment that we're doing. Are you single? And he said, yes, I'm single. But who suggested me?
All right, Julia, that's a good sign right there. We know that he's single right off the bat.
And I said, I can't tell you that. Because it would ruin the segment. And he said, okay, well, what is the segment and what are you wanting from me? And then I made up some BS. I said, we are doing an experiment and it involves blind dates in various situations. We'd like to set you up on a date with someone. Now, you won't know who you're meeting until you get there. This may be someone you've never met. This could be someone you've met one time. It could be someone you know of but have never met in person. Or it could be someone you know really well, but have never been on a date with. So I was giving a lot of scenarios just trying to
camouflage,
mix him up a little bit.
Okay. Julia, you still there? Julia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. And then he said, and this would all happen on the radio? And I said, not exactly. I said, we won't be broadcasting your date.
Yeah, we will. It'll be a live broadcast there from the booth.
We just want to hear how it goes afterwards or how it went. All you'd have to do is show up, see how it goes. We'll take care of all of it. And he said, that's it? I said, that's it. And he said, and when am I supposed to do this? And I said, we'd love to do it this weekend if you have the availability. And he said, I could do Friday night or Sunday.
Oh, wow. He is offering up prime real estate on a Friday night. Now, Sunday afternoon, like a brunch, that's kind of like, that's like the pace lap. But Friday night is prime real estate.
That's a big deal.
That's what I was thinking, Sunday, whatever. I said, we can work with that. I'll get it set up and send you all the details by Thursday. Does that work? And he goes, yeah, I think so. And I said, great, I'll be back in touch.
That was pretty easy.
Kristen doesn't like this. She is What is that? I don't know.
It's like I smelled a bad fart.
Okay. Why don't you like this?
I just feel like we should have been more forthcoming.
What?
No.
No, you ruined the surprise when she walks into the room. Oh, it's you. I
this is not going to work.
Where's your sense of romance and theater?
No.
Let me tell you how this is going to go down. Kristen?
Okay, you
all
tell me.
Before you get all pessimistic about it, I'll tell you how this is going to go down.
It's going to crash and burn. That's what it's going to do.
Somehow you have lost your sense of romanticism.
That's what happens when you're with somebody for 20 years.
So he is going to be sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
He is nervous, maybe having a little bit too much to drink because he's so nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps looking back at the door. This woman walks in. It's not him. And then he sees Julia.
Julia.
His breath is taken away.
Is it?
Could it be? It is. It's Julia. Their eyes lock.
Uh-huh.
She comes right up to the bar. He is taken aback. He can barely get words out because he was hoping, of all the women in the world, It would be Julia.
Really?
Yes.
Can I give you another scenario? So There he is sitting at the bar, right? Mm-hmm. Reluctantly doing this, but he is there.
He's curious.
Then Julia walks in and he sees Julia and he's like, isn't that the chick, my buddy Kevin? Like, when I was on a date with the other
Kyle.
Day?
Kyle.
Yep. Kyle. See, mm-hmm. I can't even remember his name. That's how inconsequential he is. Isn't that the girl that Kyle was on a date with? Yeah, I can't do that to my bro. We can't do this. Bye.
Well, sure, that's more likely.
Yeah, I'm with Kristen on this one. You was already dating my guy, and then now you putting me through a blind date to tell me that you want to date me instead. I don't know if that would go over well
for
most
guys. This reeks of ick. Here's the thing. There's one way we can save this, and it's if we're very upfront and forthcoming with Kyle/Kevin. If we just say, hey, we don't want to go out anymore, then there's really no consequences to us going out with Matt. He's already agreed to the date. We're going to show up. Hopefully there's mutual interest. And if we've already kept our side of the street clean with Kyle, then there's really nothing to worry about. And if he rejects her, then that's just because, you know, he's not into it. Listen, if I was Matt, right, and, you know, somebody did this to go out with me, the fact that you did that to my friend, that would be an automatic turnoff, and that would be a no-go for me. That would be a huge red flag.
Well, that's just you, Kristen. Yeah. That's just you.
Maybe Matt's not a good person.
They've only been out one time.
It doesn't matter.
That counts if it's your friend. If it's your really good friend, that counts.
I do think that there is some credibility in what Abby is saying, is that you've got to end it with guy number one for sure. At least we can get that part out of the way.
She has to. She has to reach out to him and be like, hey, wish you the best. I just don't see a future for us.
Why has she got to do that? What if Matt, on the other hand, says, you know what? I'd really love to go out with you, but I need to talk to my boy Kyle first. And if he's cool with it, then yeah, let's do it.
Because I think the fact that she did it without and did it in the wrong order, I think is an instant turnoff for this. I think they're right.
She
it's an
went
instant
out with
turnoff.
The dude one time.
That matters. Still, dude.
That's his friend.
That's his buddy. That's his bro. Like, that's could potentially be somebody that's in his bridal party down the line. Like, I just, if I was him and she showed up and went behind my buddy's back who she had just went out with to go out with me, dude, that would be instant turn off. Absolutely not.
I think 99% of guys would be turned off by it. However, there's 1% that if you're that smoking hot, he's not going to care.
That's true. And I feel like it comes down to how Kyle is going to feel. Like, if he's the kind of guy that's like his pride is hurt and he's going to be like, bro, don't do it, then his friend won't do it. But if he's like, I don't care, buddy, do your thing because she's hot, then he won't care.
She said Kyle was stupid hot. Kyle's going to be fine. He's an objectively attractive straight man.
Sure.
He has all the opportunities in the world.
Speaking.
He will get over it.
She's right.
You guys should guess how long it takes him to bring up Kyle once they meet. How far into it do you think it will take him to bring him
the
up?
The over-under would be 1 minute.
Dude, what if he doesn't even remember her?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
If she's that smoking hot, he may forget it.
All right, Julia, let's do this in the correct order. Just tell first dude, hey, thanks so much for the date, just not feeling it. Yeah, at least owe him that because we have an anti-ghosting platform on this show. And then see what happens over the weekend and just know going into it, there is a high failure factor. Okay?
Okay. All right. It sounds good.
All right. Go walk with God. Godspeed. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.